Genesis 12:1-9, and I think the words will come up on the screen. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham travelled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. And the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills of the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abraham set out and continued towards the Negev. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Great. Good morning, everyone. My name is Anke, just in case you don't know who I am. And Madeline's going to get some, just Madeline on this side, sheets of just paper and pens for the children if you wanted to draw and write something down about what you're hearing as I'm talking. Now, I'm going to need something. I'm not running off, don't worry. I'm not leaving just as I start. I wonder how you would feel if God appeared to you tomorrow and told you to pack up your bags, gather your family, leave your home, and go on a journey to a land you know nothing about. That is what Abraham did. There should be a picture. I mean, none of us know exactly what he looked like, but we imagine he looked like that because he, at the age of God appearing to him, he was about 75 years old. God told Abraham to do exactly that, to leave his country and to go to a different land. In essence, God was saying to Abraham, "Follow me." He was calling Abraham, not just to a new life, but also a new kind of life. A life where Abraham would learn to walk in fellowship with God. And as part of his call, God did give Abraham some amazing promises to hold on to. God said, "I will bless you," which is essentially God saying, "I will be good to you. I will give you good things." I will give you good things. And some of the good things that God promised Abraham were, I'm going to make you into a great nation. And I'm going to make your name great. And ultimately, I am going to bless all people on earth through you. Now, that must have sounded, not quite yet, that must have sounded all a little bit unreal to Abram. To leave everything you know, everything that's familiar, and to journey into the unknown. Into the unknown. To father a nation when he was already 75 years old. And his wife and him had been unable to have any children so far. However, Abram chose not to look at these circumstances. He was willing to believe what God said. To believe, this is true and I am going to obey God. He was called to be faithful. And he did it. If the next slide should show the yellow lines of the journey that we believe Abram took to the new land. Abram left his home and his country and he began the journey into the unknown with God. Later on, once Abram had arrived in the new land, God appeared to him again. And this time, God reassured Abram, I am going to keep the promises that I made to you. In response to Abraham's worries about still not having any children, God gave Abraham a wonderful visual aid to help him keep trusting. Look at that. God told Abraham to look up and to try and count the stars in the sky. And then he told him, you are not going to be able to count your descendants because they would be so many. Essentially, God was saying, look up and trust me. Look up and trust me. Have you got it, Madeleine? This. Do you want to hold that and show them? With the words. So they can see it. That's it. Look up and trust me. Again, Abram was willing to believe what God said was true. And so God was able to build a people of faith through him. And the blessing of all people. For the blessing of all people. You could say Abraham took a leap of faith. A bit like Indiana Jones in the video clip we're going to watch now. An explorer you have yet to meet. That wasn't part of the deal. You might not have seen because it's quite light and sunny today. But before Indiana Jones had to go across this great chasm, there was literally nothing. But according to instructions that he had been given, he was told there was an invisible bridge. And so imagine standing there and just taking that leap and trusting something solid will be under your feet. Abraham couldn't see the path ahead. He couldn't see his future in advance, every single detail of it. But he trusted the promise of God, and then he followed the God of the promise. Having heard a little bit of Abraham's story today, where do you need to take a step of faith in your life? Where is Jesus possibly saying, follow me? Will you trust him as you follow him that he will bless you? And his blessings can be many things, but I am 100% sure that it will include love and forgiveness, his presence, his provision, and life to the full. And finally, like Abraham, yes, we can have doubts and we can have worries along the way. And when we worry because of our circumstances, God says to us, look up and trust me. But God isn't telling us to look up at the stars like he did for Abraham. God is telling us to look up to the cross. I hope that resembles a bit of a cross. The cross where Jesus showed his love for us by dying for us. May you, like Abraham, take that step of faith. May you always remember to look up to the cross and put your trust in Jesus. And may you see how God blesses you as you follow him. Let's pray. God, you're amazing. You existed before we know time. And we now are speaking to the same God who spoke to Abraham so many thousands of years ago. Just as you called him to follow you, to trust you, you are calling us today to follow you and trust you. And we thank you that you are faithful, you are strong, and you are with us. In Jesus' name, amen.